Welcome to the Cosmic Current Podcast. Numerologist.com is your number one source for personalized readings, numerology reports, and weekly forecasts that decode the most remarkable and mystifying cosmic events ahead. Enjoy this edition of the Cosmic Current.
Hello, it's Tanya Gabrielle, Wealth Astronumerologist. Welcome to your Aries full moon forecast happening on October 5th at 7:40 p.m. Universal Time, London, 2:40 p.m. in New York, Eastern Time, and 11:40 a.m. in L.A. Pacific Time. Again, on October 5th, this is early in the month, and it's so indicative of all the new beginnings that arise as soon as we enter October, because it's an 11th universal month in astrology, and this Aries full moon is the first sign of the zodiac. So the number 11 has two ones. Aries is the first sign. Lots of new beginnings. We have almost all planets moving direct now. Pluto started moving direct at the end of September. So this is a powerful time of forward momentum through the 11 portal, this 11 master number of double new beginnings, double ones. So the merging of all this startup energy is really, it's lighting up your light force. It's lighting up your urge to start something, your desire to be active and put your ideas into action, to use the energy of Aries, the Aries ruled by Mars, right? Mars is the libido planet, the magnetic, go for it, make a decision and act planet. And so your drive and your determination and basically, you know, stating what's on your mind without reservation, with total courage, just like Aries, it just goes out there and, you know, goes after what it wants. So this is a really, really powerful energy. Now, what's beautiful is in a full moon, the sun and moon are opposite each other. Just like the number 11 has two portals through which you walk, they're opposite each other. Sun and moon are opposite each other. So there's this real sense of balance. So we have this forward momentum and balance, and the balance comes from the sun in Libra opposite the moon in Aries. And Libra is the sign that governs intimate relationships, harmony, peace. So Aries helps you get in tune with what you want, right? The id, the ego, going forward with a will to accomplish its destiny. And then Libra comes in, well, why don't we look in the mirror and have a relationship with the outside world that is in balance? So bringing this together, blending the two, this is the fabulous message here that, you know, you can find balance even in an opposite energy. That when you're dealing with a situation where, for example, you're in a discussion and the person you're talking to has an exactly opposite point of view that you have, you, and this happens in any relationship, you have now the oversight, the understanding, the wisdom to honor that other person's perspective while still maintaining your own sense of sovereignty. So this is living at the highest vibration. It's very, very powerful. And it's echoed by this incredible conjunction between Venus and Mars. They literally, the planet of the feminine and bounty, abundance, right? Love is merging with the masculine, the driving force, the penetrating action force. They're coming together, Mars and Venus, on this day exactly at 90 degrees in Virgo. This is really, really huge that it's happening at this time, because as it happens, Mars rules Aries, Venus rules Libra. So we have the two ruling planets, you know, married to each other basically at 19 degrees, which in itself is an amazing situation, because one in the 19 is new beginnings and nine is ending. So it represents again the initiation and the release, right? So really stunning occasion here. This time right now is a very powerful portal into relationships. The portal is created by the number 11, and the relationship aspect is created by Venus and Mars coming together while their respective signs, Aries and Libra, are opposite each other with the sun and moon. This is really quite extraordinary, the synchronicity. So it is an amazing time for relationships to happen and to flourish and to reach another level if you're already in a relationship, to have like a rebirth moment and a true soulmate, you know, extraordinary recommitment or understanding about freedom that comes with being, you know, totally unconditionally open to loving the other person, allowing the person the freedom to be who they are at any given time, which is really the hardest thing to do, right? So what's lovely too is that this Venus and Mars conjunction is forming a beautiful trine, which is a harmonious aspect in astrology, to Pluto. And this just is so gorgeous because it happens in earth signs, first of all, which is very manifesting and grounding, but also because it generates a flow of abundance and a flow of finances and a real potential for manifesting goals, because Pluto is power. Pluto is about, you know, being there, being grounded sexually and sensually, and you know, the empowerment always comes through some kind of transformation. So to step into power, you have to confront your fears, right? This is really a big deal. So Pluto will hold you to that. Pluto will give you the feeling like you can move forward and nothing will stop you, and you have great desires and great ambitions. You'll also have to confront the fear of moving forward, the fear of change, because Pluto governs transformation. And transformation on the highest level is life, death, rebirth. So you will confront your leaving things behind that will remind you that, you know, there's a certain limited time that you have before you leave this life and enter another realm or another lifetime. And seeing that clearly will wake you up. It's meant to wake you up. It's like, get it done now. Aries is also about now. You know, the Mars energy in Aries is about, let's move forward. This is it. You know, there's no other time but now. It's a very childlike energy too. The first sign is the birth of the child that just goes for it and doesn't take no for an answer. And you know how children are. When they want something, they want something. So this is a really extraordinary moment to just bring it all together, both for yourself and in your relationships, and activate that internal power for good use. Now, during this full moon, six planets are in cardinal signs, which is also about action and birth. The cardinal signs start the seasons. They are the beginning of a cycle, just like the 11, just like Aries. So this theme of initiation, which is also governed by the 11, because 11 is the portal that the ancients used, the ancient Egyptians, the ancient Greeks. It's a portal that, you know, the temples had a portal you walk through to get into an initiation. The cardinal signs too are an initiation. You want to set clear intentions now. Really, really, really get in tune with that vision, with that intention you have. It's so potent during this 11 month, you know, to focus on those goals you have. And your achievements will be recognized, right? Because Pluto is there to make that happen. Now, there's another aspect with Pluto. This planet is really, really being triggered right now. And as it happens, right after it moved direct, so it's literally amplified because it's hardly moving. It just changed directions. It's a very super slow moving planet. So it's like sitting there going really slowly, barely moving. And that's when planets are the most powerful. So the second transit that's happening is the sun and moon opposite each other are forming each a square to Pluto, and that is creating what's called a T-square. And T-squares are very intense, and this one is especially so because Pluto is such a deeply subconscious, sexually driven, power driven planet. So the change aspect, the activation aspect, the looking at your unconscious motivations, looking at your life right now as a phoenix rising from the ashes. This is a major symbolism for this planet, especially when it is forming this powerful formation with the sun and the moon, right? Representing the father, mother, the masculine, feminine aspect. Then we got Venus and Mars, the masculine, feminine together. It's like everything has come into balance for this Aries full moon in the middle of the year. In the middle of the astrological year, that is, to bring us to this point. And so really you're being awakened fully. There are parts of you that haven't really lived yet or lived fully yet. And so you're being asked to just bring everything to the table. You know, like, don't leave any stone unturned now in terms of who you are and what you stand for and how you feel without stepping on somebody else's free will, you know, but with you using self-expression to just, this is it. This is who I am. I'm not, there are no excuses anymore, you know. So now the numerology code for the 5th of October is very, very important, because the number 5 itself is a pivot point. It sits on a rocker at the bottom. It faces left and right. It has straight lines and curves. So it literally is a balance point, a pivot point. And it's the middle number between 1 and 9 in numerology. So it does welcome surprise, decisions, sudden, you know, events. It welcomes travel, movement, adventure, and risk. And the whole date for October 5th, 2017 adds up to the number 16, which is another number of sudden, unexpected lightning strike events that will give you insights, intuitive insights into whatever you want to focus on. So your intuition is really, really heightened. And your ability to access your psychic abilities, your clairvoyance, clairaudience, right? All of that is really, really heightened right now. So, and in the end, the number 5 for October 5th, it is about freedom, setting yourself free. So whatever or whomever you be with, you are, whatever you're focusing on, wherever you live, however you're leading your life, the decisions you're making, they need to make you feel like you're free and that they bring liberation, a sense of joy and liberation into your life. 5 is also a celebration of being with others and being social and being with people who you can enjoy life with. So definitely be careful not to overdo it, because 5 also governs addictions on the shadow side. So, you know, don't overstimulate yourself around this full moon. Full moon really, you know, expands us emotionally. So just be cognizant of that tendency around this number as well. So enjoy, have a beautiful Aries full moon, and I'll see you for the Libra new moon in a couple weeks. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks again for tuning in to this edition of The Cosmic Current. Hit subscribe for the latest forecasts and wisdom from our expert panel of numerologists, astrologers, and divination teachers from around the world. And for your own personal reading, just head to numerologist.com.